In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall fully understand, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love, these three abide, but the greatest of these is love. When I was a child, I spoke like a child and thought like a child and reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. St. Paul is saying that there is most definitely a development in the spiritual life, like there is in every other aspect of our lives. It's simple, but sometimes that we forget that we need to work on our spiritual life to make it grow. For example, if we're especially committed and we have children in this church, if you're super committed, then you bring your child for an hour of Sunday school a week. But it's interesting to ask ourselves, what would happen if you gave your kid to regular school for 1 hour a week and that's all? You couldn't expect that much of them. And then when we get older, do we set the bar much higher than that? If you're very committed, and I appreciate if you are and you come for 2 hours a week, that is wonderful. But what if you just spent 2 hours a week preparing for your work? You wouldn't be very good at it. Paul encourages the Corinthians, and by extension you, and by extension me, to take our education in Christ seriously, to work at it and to grow in the faith, no matter if you're 8 years old or if you're 80 years old. And here is the amazing thing. This is a test to which we have the answers. And the answers to the test of how to live a good life in this world and then the next, which God asks even now of you and I and him and her, they're the three great Christian virtues, of faith, hope, and love. Paul says these abide, meaning they remain always, and they're the goal of a Christian life. Where did you first hear this faith, hope, and love? Havat huis yevsed, when you were 40 days old, traditionally, in the Armenian church. When we're baptized, and our godparents are asked, what do you want for this child to instill in him or her? Havat huis sed, faith, hope, and love. And this is very meaningful if the godparents take their role seriously, because as in other things in life, until a child is old enough, an adult answers and prepares for us. And so that's why if you have a god child, as a godparent, you are to bring them to church. You are to send them gifts. You are to read Bible stories to them to help them live a Christian life. But then there comes a time when we become men and women and we give up childish ways. And sometimes in our church, it seems like we put in our heads that the only time you learn how to be a Christian is if you're a child. And then after that, you're done. That is absolutely not what our Gospels and our Lord says. Sunday school Christianity is just the ABCs. The time comes in everyone's life when big questions come from life itself. These are not made up questions. These are the big questions. What am I called to do for my work in my life? What values am I looking for in a spouse? How do I stop just living for myself and live for others? Is there more to life than making a living? Why have I failed to do what I wanted to do? Why am I sick? Wow, I'm getting old. That's not a question, that's just me saying, wow, I'm getting old. When we start asking these questions of our life and of God, we find yet another way that Christian life turns regular life on its head. We have the answers to these questions, and they remain faith, hope, and love. And if we mature as Christians, we simply learn to ask the right questions. It doesn't matter the answers are given. We have to learn to ask the right questions. Why is my school, my church, my country not all that it could be? Answer, hope. Question, God, I've dedicated myself to you. Where were you when I needed you most? Answer, faith. Question, why are you, and you is spouse, you is child, you is pastor, you is parishioner, why are you not as I want you to be? Answer, love. One of the greatest American theologians of our time, Reinhold Niebuhr, he put it this way, and I love this quote. He said, nothing that is worth doing can be achieved in this lifetime, and therefore we must be saved by hope. And nothing which is true or beautiful or good makes complete sense in any immediate context of history, therefore we must be saved by faith. And nothing we do, however virtuous, can be accomplished alone, therefore we must be saved by love. And of course, here you may also see a great difference from the spiritual test of a Christian and the regular test which the world gives. Though we know the answers to the test of life's meaning, faith, hope, and love, the truth is that you can't get them by your effort alone. And that's why faith, hope, and love are called theological virtues. Other virtues like courage, like prudence, you just need to discipline yourself and you'll get them. But the theological virtues are gifts of God. You need to participate, but you only get them from God. And that's why Niebuhr says we're saved by faith, hope, and love, because we don't grasp them. They actually grasp us, if we're willing. And that's why we say, by the way, we have faith in something, and we have hope in something, and we are in love, because these are not dead concepts that you have in your pocket. You're in their pocket. They're living realities, force fields, manifest and personified in our Lord Jesus Christ once and for always. And so the spiritual adult knows that we can't go it alone, and we cling to the promise that God will give his children what they need if we only ask. And so today, in Paul's words and in Jesus' life, let's remember that we have the three simple answers to the test of the ultimate meaning and purpose of a fulfilled life. And we're given the answers at 40 days, but we seek to ask the right questions for 40 years and beyond. Faith, hope, and love. These are God's answers to the mystery of life, the cause for its joys and triumphs, as well as the balm that heals and sustains in life's deepest trials. So let's go beyond these ABCs of our spiritual life, the trivia of names, dates, and places, and let's grow into living reality of God's presence in this world, faith, hope, and love that we wrestle with, but ultimately grasps us and lifts us up through this life unto the next, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.